The State Implementation Plan, or SIP, proposes additional means to reduce smoke from wood, coal, and oil burned to produce local heat and electricity. The fine particulate emissions are tied to serious health problems, and much of the testimony at the EPA listening session pointed to balancing health and economic concerns. Longtime Fairbanks doctor Owen Hanley emphasized the human cost of delayed action to clean up the air.
Deaths from air pollution exceed those from breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. So this is a very serious matter, and we have to balance that with the economic costs, but the cost of these things is very high.
Energy industry representatives urge the EPA to uphold a state finding that requiring additional emissions controls on local coal-fired power plants would raise the cost of electricity and district heat, potentially pushing customers to switch to more polluting heat sources. Aurora Energy Plant President Rob Brown asked the agency to consider emissions offsets for power plants which engage in alternative solutions, like a firewood drying kiln.
We had originally proposed that we would do that, but from my understanding, there's really not a mechanism in the Clean Air Act to allow for some type of environmental emissions offsets.
Another industry representative, Angela Spate with PetroStar Refinery, saw a delay of a proposed mandated switch from number two heating oil to cleaner burning number one oil.
ADEC must have accurate information in order to justify to the Interior the significant economic burden it proposes to impose on the community. This also allows PetroStar to proactively pursue an expansion project at its North Pole refinery to increase available local supply of number one heating oil, hoping to alleviate the supply side concerns and additional transportation costs.
Mike Prax of North Pole spoke for a local group he said has bridged past conflicts between air quality advocates and wood burners.
We agreed that burning dry wood instead of wet wood in properly operated modern stoves will reduce heating costs and smoke pollution. And we agree, based on good evidence, that installing electrostatic precipitators on solid fuel heating devices could further reduce emissions to a level that would meet the federal clean air standard.
Prax says the group has been testing the chimney-mounted ESPs for 2 years, and the results have been very good, and asked the EPA to certify the devices for inclusion in the new air plan. Administrator Wheeler left midway through the listening session to take a call from President Trump, stalling proceedings for about 40 minutes, cutting into time allotted for testimony from the general public. Of those who spoke, none denied there's an air quality problem, which was noted by Wheeler.
My main takeaway is that everybody recognizes that there is a problem here with the air quality, and everybody seems to be wanting to work to a solution.
Wheeler says that bodes well for approval of a state plan.
Without having to go to the negative step of having to impose a federal implementation plan on the local community. So I hope what you've seen and what the people here have seen is a renewed interest in working with all levels of the government to reach a solution that protects the environment and the public health here.
Administrator Wheeler is being hosted for the Alaska visit by U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, who both highlighted the general solidarity expressed at Monday's listening session.
So I think that's the message to people who feel like they've just given up, is that things have changed, and maybe it is because we are all acknowledging that this situation cannot continue. We do have to work together, and you're seeing that coalesce.
And hopefully this meeting with the administrator here renews a sense of creative solutions.
The state is aiming to submit the new Fairbanks North Pole Area Air Quality Plan to the EPA by the end of the year. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.